Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
So you'll notice that I'm not here tomorrow and I'm not going to be here on Friday either. I'm taking tomorrow off because it's my birthday and I just, don't want to work for the day. I'm actually going to take 2 weeks off to have a little summer break for myself. But if one more person asks me, how do you feel about turning 40? I'm going to blow up because I don't feel anything. I feel no different today than I did yesterday, than I'm likely to feel tomorrow, and that I anticipate I'm going to feel on Friday. But I do feel as though I'm supposed to feel something because people keep asking me. Broadcaster Glenda Gilson is with me on the line today. Glenda, did you get this from people? Did they constantly ask, how do you feel about turning 40?
Well, I'm laughing here with you taking 2 weeks off. It's just as well, because you'll see how much of a hangover you'll have now turning 40. No, I can't remember being asked that question, but I remember how I felt myself. And it was like, oh my God, why am I feeling like this? And I'd be pretty much the same as you. Age is just a number. I don't really care, especially when you still think in your own head you're 26. But I have to say, about 2 weeks before I turned 40, I was like, oh, God. And we were stuck in the middle of bloody COVID, so I couldn't even celebrate. Mine was a little cream cake around the kitchen table with the kids, you know?
Yeah.
But once I turned 40, I have to say, it was like, here, it's just another day.
Forget about another number.
I'm grand. But yeah, the hangovers and stuff like that, you start to feel them.
Everything gets worse, does it?
That's it, unfortunately, Andrea.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, though? Because, like, I have really noticed this in recent weeks. Sorry, it's not just me, by the way. Like, I know from even chatting to some of my other friends who have turned 40 earlier this year or late last year or are turning 40 later in the year. And they'll all say it. Like, people keep asking them, you know, how do you feel about it? And I don't know what the answer to that question is because I don't feel anything. I kind of feel like, well, you know, sure, I'm grand, like, pretty healthy, life's pretty good. Well, I've no major complaints. But then I start thinking, should I be feeling something?
They say you're only as young as the one you're feeling. So I'd like to get rid of Rob because he's older than me. But I wonder, do they ask the men the same questions?
Yeah. I know, and I do actually, yeah, that's something that's crossed our minds too in group conversations. Do lads get asked the same? Chupi Sweetman is with us, of course, jeweller. Did you get asked a lot about turning 40 and how you felt?
Oh, yeah. No, I think really echoing, Glenda, what you're saying there. Do they ask them the same questions? Like, do they get the same, you know, how are you doing it? I think it's such a privilege. I turned 40 in February and I love the celebration, Andrea. I think it's so important. We should be, you know, this is such a big moment, mark it.
Yeah. So you obviously did celebrate, Chupi, did you?
I did. Yeah. So we do normal birthdays for a month and decades for a year. So I'm milking the entire year. We've done a gorgeous, went to France, did Paris, had a big party. I think it's a privilege.
You're doing it all.
A privilege. Oh, yeah, honestly, I really do think, decades, like, you made 40. All of the moments in your life that took you here, all of the people who don't get to turn 40. I lost a really dear friend when I was 25.
Okay.
And I always think it was the greatest gift to understand grief and love and loss and age, not as a punishment, but as a privilege.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because a very good friend from a lot of us in school passed away a number of years ago as well. And I think that is kind of in my mind somewhat too, that, like, you know, not to be awful cheesy about it, but you are very lucky to turn, you know, to move up the age ranks and be, I'm not going to say fit and healthy, but relatively healthy.
I must remember Chupi's positivity.
Yeah,
when
it's
I turn 50.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to milk it. We do, like, I've bought the diamonds. I'm going to do the party. I'm already, my husband and I have our 10-year anniversary. I'm going to milk all those moments because I just think, you know, the privilege of being here and, like you say, relatively healthy, relatively whole. You know, also, let's bear in mind, folks, it's back to school today. My darling daughter went back, so I'm feeling extra positive about the blessed teachers who've taken her back in. But I really do think that, like, why not celebrate it? The alternative is mourning it. And what's the point in that?
Yeah.
God, like, you get to throw a party, wear a dress, have cake. Go for it.
Yeah, it's as good as that. Ireland AM presenter and former Ireland player Tommy Bow is with us on the line as well. Tommy, we're curious. Did you get asked how do you feel about turning 40?
Hello, Andrea. Happy birthday ahead of tomorrow.
Thanks.
Wait till you feel so old. Honestly, that's it, 40.
It's that bad, is it?
That's good coming from Tommy, who still looks 15.
I know.
The last few months, I mean, it's all been downhill since I hit 40. I'm only messing. No, do you know what? I don't really celebrate birthdays very much. I don't really remember celebrating my 20th or my 30th, but I kind of thought for the 40th we'd go all out. And I had a great couple of parties and get-togethers with friends and family or whatever else. And yeah, I did have a lot of people kind of ask me how am I feeling about turning 40. And to be honest with you, Andrew, I'm a bit like yourself. It hasn't really impacted me too much, but it does make me think that, listen, if I'm lucky, hopefully I'll make it to 80. I'm at the halfway line at the minute, and there's a long way still to go.
Yeah, Christ, yeah, that's some way to look at it, all right, isn't it? We're only at the halfway mark. Still plenty of time. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's interesting though, Tommy, though, because so people do, we were wondering that with Glenda and Chupi a little earlier, like, women get asked, how do you feel about turning 40? But you did, as a guy, you also were asked about how you felt about it.
Totally. And I chatted to my friends about it. And some of them, to be fair, did struggle with it, because there's a lot of people have kind of aims and they set out where they want to be at certain times in their life, whether they want to have a family, whether they want to have the perfect job, where are they going to be, when it hits 40. And a lot of them were kind of concerned that maybe they hadn't got to where they wanted to be. And, you know, it's kind of a new time to maybe look at where you are in your life and where you want to go in the next decade. And also kind of look back and maybe the good times that you've had too. So I don't think I dwelled on it too much, but in certainly looking back on it now, it does make you kind of reassess where you are.
Yeah. So you did celebrate as well, though. Like, you're off the belief that for this one, it's important to kind of mark it.
I thought, why not? Sure.
Yeah.
I went
Any
off
excuse.
And I had a party with a group of my mates, and we wanted to feel like we were 20 again, rather than do something when you're 40. So we went off skiing, had a good holiday with them, did some stuff with the family, and did some stuff with my wife too. So yeah, why not? Sure.
Yeah.
It was a bit fun. And but you're on holidays every 2 weeks anyway. There's so much more you can do.
Well, I'm definitely going to take a 2 week break. I can tell you that for sure. It's funny though. It's a hard one though, Chupi, isn't it? Like, because you know, do you do something? Do you market? Do you do a party? Did you discuss it with people beforehand?
Oh, I've been planning this for years. My husband did a huge big surprise party, our whole gang of friends, people flew in from all over the place. We then, he booked Paris, took my little girl there. I just think it's this opportunity, not the one, I think the pressure is the one moment, Andrea, trying to make one perfect moment where there's the one cake and there's the one surprise, and instead thinking about it as it kind of a year long of moments, or you know, you don't have to be as excessive as a year, but do multiple moments. So there's all these opportunities. My little sister turned 30 this year and my big sister turned 60. So we did a trip, all of us away, went to Greece, had
Lovely.
That moment to celebrate with them. And I just think that the micro moments, same girlfriend like Tommy, we did not try and relive being 20. Our knees and our livers wouldn't take it, but we did go down to Cabu, rented a gorgeous house,
yeah,
cocktails and hot tubs, just the girls, abandoned husbands and the wives and the babies. But I think those little moments, I'll look back on this year and go, all the ways we celebrated our gang turning 40, and we still have 4 months to go, so I'm fully planning to milk the remaining 4 months.
Yeah, so that means, Tommy, by Chupi standards, you've another couple of months of parties yet to...
Oh, absolutely. And I still haven't chosen... Honestly, you need to make it work. Tommy, you've got loads of time.
I mean, I'm just back from 4 weeks holidays, but I might need to get on to them again. You might not see me for much longer now.
I know, and you're laughing at me taking 2 weeks off and you off for a month. What about you, Glenda? Do you, like, when you look back, I know obviously it was in COVID and you couldn't really do you couldn't do anything probably then, but is it like, are you sorry you didn't get that chance? Would you do something big?
I am now, as you guys have just reminded me of it. I'm like, why haven't I celebrated this? And you know what? I've got a husband that he's not into birthdays. So, you know, if you make a fuss over him, he gets all embarrassed. But I threw him a big 40th. So I'm going to go in here now and give him a bit of stick and remind him that I didn't do anything for my 40th. So yeah, I'll have to get on that.
Yeah. We'll all be invited to the Glenda Gilson, 42nd? 42nd big birthday bash.
41st, yeah, that's what it is.
Why not?
And everyone loves a good party, and yeah, especially me, so why not? Is right.
Irish independent journalist Tanya Sweeney is with us on the line. Tanya, did you get that, you know, the how do you feel about turning 40 line?
Oh, God. Well, do you know what? I actually thought I was fine about turning 40 because, you know, I was in a good place in my life. I, you know, was in a steady relationship. had great friends, had a great life. I was traveling everywhere and I was kind of professionally sort of settled, we'll say. And then what happened, and I still think about this and wonder why this happened, literally 10 minutes after the stroke of midnight at my birthday, and I'd blown out the candles on the cake and everything, I was throwing up in the bathroom of the Odessa Club. And it wasn't because I'd been, you know, drinking like crazy or anything.
Yeah.
So I basically got sick and then went back to my party and went, I don't feel good. And I was very shivery, very feverish. So my boyfriend at the time, now husband, just kind of put me in a car, sent me home. And I spent my entire 40th birthday just shivering on the couch in a dressing gown as he made me chicken noodle soup. I don't know if it was a
that's true love
weird reaction to turning 40 or what happened, you know, yeah. Was the cake poisoned or what happened? But it was, I just remember always thinking, what a strange way to, and such a sort of ignominious way or ignominious way to sort of, you know, start your 40s off. It definitely wasn't the way I wanted to carry on, I'll put it that way.
Did you have, though, any mixed emotions in the lead up to it, or were you always kind of okay about it?
I don't think I had mixed emotions. Turning 30 was kind of a funny one. You know, I was really sad to be leaving my 20s behind. But in my 30s, you know, a lot had happened. You know, I'd, like, my mother had died and, you know, there was a couple of big kind of life moments like that. So I was kind of happy to let my 30s kind of, you know, fade off into the distance. And also, I was really like, do you know what? Getting older is such a privilege. There are people who just don't get to 40.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
To get here is amazing. And that was, you know, that's always something I've always, you know, I've tried very hard not to kind of whinge too much about, you know, getting older, because it really is fantastic to be here, to be in the whole of your health and to be seeing each new birthday. So, but, you know, in terms of, you know, I wasn't necessarily looking to have a child. Ironically, I did have a child in my 40s, but that wasn't really on radar for me. So I wasn't kind of going, oh, 40, that's it now. It's all,
yeah,
all over.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I wasn't thinking like that, really, you know, strangely enough. I was just looking forward to, you know, I was told that your 40s, you just end up not caring too much about things. And you're just more confident and you can take your foot off the gas professionally a little bit. And I was kind of looking forward to